Fellini, Bergman, Truffaut. Many Americans were introduced to these names of art house cinema by the distribution company Janus Films. 50 years ago, two movie buffs from Harvard University started Janus after founding the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square. But staying afloat in the art film business hasn't been easy, as Andrea Shea of member station WBUR reports.
On this night, a restored print of Jean Renoir's 1939 film Rules of the Game lights up the screen at the Brattle Theater. This iconic picture is a far cry from the odd films presented in the theater's early days, according to co-founder Cy Harvey.
We started out with a German film called A Captain from Kerpnik, and we had films like Skanderbeg, which was a Russian film about the national hero of Albania, of all things.
And Skanderbeg was a surprising hit. But in the mid-1950s, good foreign films were hard to find, according to Harvey. So he and his partner Bryant Halliday started their own distribution company. They named it Janus Films, after the double-faced Roman god.
One face looking towards commerce and the other face looking towards art. He's also the god of the open doors.
Harvey scoured Europe for films, where he acquired The White Sheik by a young Italian director, Federico Fellini. This film helped establish Janus's reputation, but Harvey says the company's biggest break happened on a trip to Paris.
I saw a little notice about a film by a Swedish director whose name was totally unknown, Ingmar Bergman. The film was called A Summer with Monica. And immediately I said, well, this is director we must get a hold of.
Harvey flew to Sweden to make a deal with Bergman. It was the beginning of a fruitful relationship that would introduce American audiences to films such as The Seventh Seal and Wild Strawberries.
Janus really solidified a canon.
Richard Pena is the program director for the Film Society at Lincoln Center.
Kind of what you might think of as the essential works of the cinema in a way. And people could agree or disagree or talk what wasn't there. Still, you would walk away with a very solid basis from which you could go on.
Janus won its first Academy Award for Bergman's Virgin Spring in 1960. But Hollywood studios soon wooed Bergman, Fellini, and Truffaut away from the independent distributor. The number of art houses began to dwindle, and in 1965, Cy Harvey says he and his partner retired from the film business.
I'll tell you a big secret. I barely came out of there with a dollar. I mean, we broke even after 12 years of work.
The new owners of Janus, Saul Terrell and William Becker, changed the mission of the company. Saul Terrell's son, Jonathan, is the current director of Janus.
They basically identified a niche that wasn't so much as bringing new films, but identifying older films that had previously opened but been forgotten, and licensing those for distribution in the United States.
Terrell says his father aggressively acquired films and began supplying titles to universities and schools. Many children saw The Red Balloon in the 70s and 80s, thanks to Janus. After making a deal with Rank Films in London, Janus added 300 titles to its collection, including David Lean's Brief Encounter and Hitchcock's The 39 Steps. Janus films were seen on TV after the company struck a deal with PBS. Other networks followed. Playwright and filmmaker Neil LaBute discovered Janus films on TV as a kid.
I've taken Janus films to actor friends who I'm about to make a film with and said, here's the kind of movie I want to make. We're about to make a film that's not as good as this, but I want you to see what I'm shooting for.
Today's film buffs can see the two-headed Janus logo on DVD through its sister company, the Criterion Collection. Janus founder Cy Harvey is amazed by the company's evolution and says cineasts still crave an artful foreign film.
It's not always open and facile and easy to understand. It makes you think, and a good film will make you think.
To celebrate its 50th anniversary, the folks at Janus struck 30 new prints, highlighting its history. The films will tour North America through 2007. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.